on the line now I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. I imagine that'd be sort of a theme song, Give Me the Night. Hello, David. Good afternoon. How are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, David. Just two things before we talk about this wonderful lecture that's coming up on the 8th. I read somewhere in relative terms, we had a close call or an asteroid recently. Is that true?
Yes, in fact, there are small rocks a few metres across, size of a house and the like, that whiz past us practically every day at typically the moon's distance or more. But, you know, the moon is colossal and it's quite safe. So as long as these objects don't hit us head on, we're quite safe as well. And sure, most of the Earth's surface is not inhabited, so the chance of hitting a populated region is in the centuries to one against.
Okay. I don't know if you're breaking up there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. And the other thing was the extraordinary moon. I was talking, texting with someone from Brazil, and they were talking about the moon over there. So obviously, we've only one moon, so we all see it the same way. But what was extraordinary about the moon over the past couple of months was the size. It seemed bigger and it seemed brighter.
Yeah, well, when the moon is full, it has to be opposite the sun in the sky. So in the winter, the sun is very low down in the south around midday. That means the full moon will be very high in the south 12 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And full moon this time of year, always very high up. And of course, the moon will look very impressive when it's high up away from everything else, not blocked by trees or anything. So you always get spectacular full moons in winter anyway.
As I say, it was pretty extraordinary. And people can look up astronomy.ie, all details, because lots and lots of things have happened since the last time we talked. But I want to talk now about the wonderful lecture that's happening on the 8th. And it's about the black holes across the cosmic time.
Yes, this is our New Year lecture for 2018. So it kicks off our season of monthly talks, usually on the second Monday of the month, about all different aspects of space exploration. And so we're starting with black holes by Dr. John Reagan, who has only come to Ireland recently. This is his first talk to Astronomy Ireland, but he specializes in studying black holes. And so he's going to give an account of them, from the small ones that might have been created in the Big Bang that are just about evaporating now thanks to Hawking radiation, what made Stephen Hawking famous, figuring that out.
Mm-hmm.
Or a giant star maybe a million times brighter than the sun came to the end of its life and blew itself to smithereens. Or is it one of the giant black holes that sits in the middle of galaxies and gobbles up stars as they come close? We have one in our galaxy. It's 5 million times heavier than the sun. So lots to talk about with black holes.
Okay, and how prevalent are they? You mentioned that there's quite a few small ones, and of course there's big ones, and it gobbles up things. But where do they go?
Well,
do we know?
They will keep orbiting the centre of the galaxy like we do. Very slowly, things get pulled into the centre of the galaxy. There's only giant stars near the centre, and the next few million years they are going to fall in. Because you're out where we are, 60,000 light years from the centre of the galaxy. So 25,000 light years, centre of the galaxy, then we're going to keep going around and around and around for hundreds of millions of years, probably billions of years.
But they're not like big Hoover bags, are they?
They sort of are, yes. Only using gravity for the suction, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been computer models of what would happen to a star if it went into the sun, into a black hole, and basically shredded. If you and I fell in, we'd have a thing called spaghettification would happen to us, where the pull on your feet is so much stronger than the pull on your head if you're going down feet first, that you get stretched out into a long, thin line of individual atoms.
Okay.
A nice way to go.
Yes. As a lot of people would like to see, there's some people. Yeah, okay, won't go there. No, but you know, sometimes the speculation and all like that in science fiction that time travel can be associated with the black holes or parallel universes and all this sort of carry on. But none of that could be possibly true.
Yeah, well, at that stage you get into, you know, very fanciful science where we're not sure if passing through the... if a black hole is spinning, it turns out everything's not crushed to a tiny dot in the middle. It's actually crushed to a tiny ring. And there's some notion that if you pass through the middle of a ring, then you can reappear in different parts of the universe. But there's no real experiments been done at those levels of pressures and gravity to see do the current equations that we have for the universe, the mathematics we use to describe it, do they really work at those extremes? And there may be something new that kicks in that we haven't yet figured out.
Okay.
So no one really knows any of that's going to happen. And they haven't even yet proved it on paper or suggested on paper. So that's one of the more fanciful areas of black hole science.
Can I ask you then, maybe silly question, but can they move, the black holes themselves? Do they move?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you have to think of them just as the crushed centres of giant stars. So just a giant star will move around the centre of the galaxy under gravity. So too will a black hole orbit the galaxy. There's nothing special about it in that regard. From the outside, it's just a very strong gravitational field.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the speed you need to escape off the black hole goes above the speed of light, so nothing can ever escape. Therefore, it becomes black. Mm-hmm. Anything that falls in can never get out of the hole.
I was just thinking more of the space travel for us, or the space station that was going around, if they were to get in alignment with them and the danger, or when we send off rockets to different places for exploration, the dangers.
Well, if a black hole came nearby, near the solar system, the disruption from its gravity would be enormous, so we'd know all about it.
Okay.
So one isn't just going to sneak up on us, as it were. In fact, I think the closest one to us is about 6,000 light years away,
okay,
that we know of. And because anything that goes near them goes screaming down into the black hole, you get a little bit of friction on the way in, and they actually glow very bright before they fall inside the black hole. So in fact, it turns out black holes are actually some of the brightest objects in the universe because of the effect of material falling into them has.
Mm-hmm. Now we have Dr. John Regan from DCU, and he's given a lecture.
Yes, indeed. It's his first talk. He's been all over the world since studying science, lecturing in Finland and lots of other different countries, the USA for a while, Africa, the UK, and now since last year, in fact, he's been based in DCU, and he's bringing his black hole studies to Ireland. So we're delighted to have someone who studies black holes. I mean, these were linked with the Nobel Prize last year when they found the gravitational waves, which we think is a result of two black holes merging, a very violent event that literally warped space and time, and they're able to detect this with the latest equipment and show that Einstein's gravitational waves mm-hmm. actually exist. Another proof that Einstein was right, and it took years to do this, and last year the group that got it won the Nobel Prize. So black holes have an interest in all aspects of physics, from proving Einstein right to these exotic things that happen with spaghettification, mm-hmm. crazy gravitational fields, and lots of the weird effects I'm sure he's going to describe at the talk on Monday night.
It sounds like it's going to be fascinating, and a lot of people here talking about the black holes as well. It's in the physics building and physics department, Fitzgerald Building in Trinity College at 7 p.m. And people can look up astronomy.ie. Pardon?
At 8 p.m., actually.
Oh, sorry, is it? Sorry. Oh, no, I'm reading the wrong thing, yeah. There's free parking in and around Pier Street Station for people on the north side if you get the dart in at Pier Street Station. It's just beside it, but that's parking after 7, that's where it is. But the talk is at 8 o'clock, but people can look up astronomy.ie for all details. And even though you attend it, usually there's a DVD you can get afterwards if you don't attend it. But I'm sure a lot of people, even though they've heard the talk, they still want to listen to it and study it afterwards, so they get the DVD as well. But it's all on astronomy.ie. Anything coming up that we should know about in the next month or so, David?
Yeah, people who get the Astronomy Island magazine will know that over the next few mornings, the planets Jupiter and Mars are going to pass extremely close to one another. So you'll see an extremely bright star in the south, low in the south, every morning, just before it gets bright there around 7 a.m. And just to its right this morning, I was looking at it, is Mars. And over the weekend, Mars just skims underneath Jupiter. Nice diagrams in the magazine. You should be able to get the magazine in Easton's or Dunn's stores. But join Astronomy and get it posted to you in advance. You'll have weeks' notice, 2 or 3 weeks' notice, like the readers already have. And that's very rare to see two planets so close. You're going to need a telescope to separate them. In fact, if you have a telescope, you'll actually see Jupiter and Mars as disks in the same field of view, which is an extremely rare sight. I've never seen it myself. And that's happening on Saturday, Sunday and Monday morning. So it'll be close enough to fit in the same telescope field of view. That's a huge event for us.
Okay.
As the telescope watch on January 24th that we're running, details of that will be on the website. And the Moon and Jupiter and Mars all be close together next Thursday. There's going to be a second super moon of the month at the end of January, which will also be actually be a blue moon, and there'll be a lunar eclipse, but it's not visible from Ireland. We'll have to wait till exactly 12 months before we get to see a total eclipse of the moon, but some people around the world will get to see it. There's a lot happening in January, and it's all in Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Okay, and on top of that, people can get the magazine, but look up all the details of that and the lecture on Monday at 8 o'clock in the Physics Building in Trinity College at 8 o'clock. Astronomy.ie. Always a great pleasure talking to you, Dave, and I hope to be talking to you soon again. Thank you very much for talking to us here on Ear FM.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's David Moore from Astronomy Ireland.